I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. An immigrant rights group is suing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for denying some temporary protected status holders the chance to get green cards. Frontera supporter Matthew Casey explains, the class action lawsuit aims to force the government to apply a legal standard currently used in Arizona.
Last year, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that when the government gives someone temporary protected status, it creates a pathway for them to become a lawful permanent resident, even if they first entered the U.S. illegally. Now the American Immigration Council is suing to have the same standard applied across the country. The lawsuit argues that receiving temporary protected status makes a person lawfully present in the U.S., and they are therefore eligible for a green card if a family member or employer petitions for them. Data from the Pew Research Center show there are about 320,000 people living in the country under temporary protected status. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
The Harlem Quartet is in New Mexico this week, working with young musicians. The week concludes with a concert featuring 160 children Saturday in Santa Fe. Spencer Beckwith has more.
The kids of the Santa Fe Youth Symphony will be given unique access this month to some distinguished professional musicians. The Harlem String Quartet, currently in residence at London's Royal College of Music, will lead a week-long series of workshops for the young musicians, along with Cuban composer and pianist Aldo Lopez Gavilan. The week culminates in a joint concert at the Lenzic Center. And with me is the Youth Symphony's Executive Director, Andrea Cassett. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
What kind of interactions will the kids have with these special guests?
They'll have a number of opportunities to interact with them and be taught by them and also rehearse with them. They're arriving a week in advance of our joint concert. And each of our ensembles rehearse throughout the week. And so they'll be joining them for their rehearsals, working on the pieces for the concert with them, and teaching them specific things about technique or share how to practice. Really promote musical excellence.
This program for the concert was, of course, decided upon in advance.
Yes.
Did the Harlem String Quartet and Mr. Gavilan have a voice?
Yes, absolutely. They suggested pieces that they would like to prepare with us. And our music directors, each of the conductors, said, here's where my ensemble is. I think we could do this with them. So it was a collaborative process.
The concluding concert will grow out of this week-long workshop. Who will be performing on March 3rd?
So the audience will see all of our performance ensembles. That ranges from 4th, 5th graders in the Prelude String Ensemble all the way up through some of our older high school kids in the Youth Symphony. Those ensembles will be performing together and separately, and then also with the Harlem Quartet and Aldo. And they'll also see our mariachi ensemble and our jazz ensemble.
So there are, if I'm correct, about 250 kids who
yes.
work with your program.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them will be taking part in the concert?
160.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of kids.
Yeah, lots of kids. You know, it's important for people, I think, to understand where nonprofit organizations are picking up the slack for programs that used to be offered through public schools. They are not any longer. And the research is so strong around how music education really supports kids in every aspect of their life, in their general well-being, in their spirit, in their sense of belonging, in their neurological development, their language and reading skills. Music education can really make a difference to kids.
It might seem obvious to most people that working with professionals is good for young musicians, but Andrea, how is it good?
Professional musicians bring their lifetime of experience, and they can share with youth, here's how I got past these obstacles, here's how I got where I am. And those stories, I think, apply whether they decide to be a professional musician or not. Seeing that adults care about us as children is an inspiring thing.
Andrea Cassatz is director of the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association. Kids in its orchestral, jazz, and mariachi programs will perform alongside special guest musicians in a concert benefiting the Youth Symphony March 3rd in Santa Fe. Go to sfysa.org. More from Andrea at kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.